If you want to cut out or cut down on alcohol, there are more options than ever. The non-alcoholic drink market is booming. At a recent tasting festival for cocktails, beer, and wine without alcohol, tickets sold out. NPR's Bill Chappell went to the Mindful Drinking Fest here in Washington, and here's what he learned.
Some people came because they quit drinking after having kids, or for health or other reasons. Some just aren't into alcohol, or they want to try life without it. Mainly, they came to have fun.
Oh, people came with so much energy and so much positive energy. I mean, we had a line out the door, which was awesome to see.
That's Maria Bastac, the festival's creative director. For the record, she and the other organizers do not want to bring back prohibition.
Well, the biggest thing is, like, I'm not against alcohol. Like, I still imbibe, but I just want to have more choices.
The festival had plenty of those, from ginger old fashions to espresso martinis and sophisticated spritzers. Taking it all in was Leah Silverman, who lives in the D.C. area.
I've never really been a drinker, and I just found out about non-alcoholic drinks. I honestly didn't know that they existed, but it's cool. As someone who doesn't really drink, it's fun to watch people make fancy drinks and, I don't know, partake.
Silverman came to the festival with her boyfriend, Curian Thomas, who says he mainly drinks when he's catching up with friends or meeting new people. To him, having good non-alcoholic options means more people feel like they belong. With no threat of a hangover, the couple tasted around 20 different drinks in a few hours.
I tried this Kentucky Mule cocktail, which was really good because it actually mimicked the Moscow Mule flavor of a cocktail that I usually try. So it felt really familiar, really comfortable, and I like the spiciness of it too, so it was good.
These cocktails use complex ingredients, like the bitters made by Carly and Ian Blessing in Chico, California. They used to be sommeliers at the famous French Laundry restaurant in Napa and even ran the non-alcoholic program there.
Absolutely has changed so much. When Ian and I were at the French Laundry, we each at different times were in charge of the non-alcoholic program there, and there weren't very many options at the time. So there's a lot of just juices and sodas and things like that. And then now, 5 years later, 4 years later, there are so many options. You can recreate any cocktail in the world you want, which is so exciting for people.
It's a whole new world for non-drinkers who now have a reason to look forward to seeing the cocktail list. Bill Chappell, NPR News.